the fires in Greece are slowly getting under control. Villages are scorched and empty, and the government is portraying the continuing disaster as a crime. At least 63 people have died in the fires, and rumors spread along with the flames that many of the fires were deliberately set. Now, environmentalists have expressed skepticism about the possibility of arson. Reporter John Seropoulos joins us from the town of Makistos. Hello.
Hello.
Describe for us what you're seeing there.
Well, this is a village that was burned yesterday and was put out this morning. There are some houses still smoldering. Roughly half the village is destroyed. The burned houses have had their roofs ripped off, and the spaces between the houses are all quite black with soot.
The arson charges that surfaced over the weekend, is there any evidence at this point?
Well, the police force have arrested a total of 79 people, but only 7 of those are actually being detained. And at this point in time, I've only heard of formal charges being brought against one. I don't know whether in a series of hundreds of fires over 5 days, 6 or 7 culprits, or even twice that many, can necessarily be considered the backbone of a conspiracy to set the country alight.
Remind us, the conspiracy would have been the theory.
Well, the idea that all of this is arson was really strongly promoted by the government, which on Saturday said openly that so many fires in such a short time in such a small area cannot be coincidence. The Prime Minister said those words himself. And I think it was a strategic political choice to encourage the belief that the entire state, Greek society as a whole, are being attacked by a small group of criminals, and that this is a battle in which we all have to bind together because certain people want to burn the country. But it's not really being backed up by the law enforcement side.
Well, people are getting angry, though, about the government's response to these fires. Is it turning into a political crisis at a time when there are elections coming up for parliament?
Well, we've been in a state of hiatus politically while the entire country has been completely absorbed in these fires. But they are going to come crashing into the political process any day now. People are angry. They're angry down here in this region of the southwestern Peloponnese because they didn't receive the mechanized help they needed in time. They were left to battle the flames for at least 3 days, probably more like 4 days, entirely on their own with their tractors, sometimes beating the flames with shovels and olive branches. Then finally, yesterday morning, enormous waves of mechanized assistance arrived, Canadair aircraft and helicopters and so on, and the fires were finally put out by the end of the day and then this morning.
If these fires are not deliberately set, what could have caused them?
It hasn't rained here since April. The country is desiccated. The atmospheric humidity, under normal circumstances, humidity is meant to be about 35% or above. It's been 10 to 15% here. That creates conditions for fire.
John, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Reporter John Seropoulos speaking from the town of Makistos in Greece on the wildfires that have been burning there.